Wow, talk about a market shocker. You wouldn't believe how the markets reacted to Trump's surprise win on November 6th.
Yeah, it really sent a jolt through Wall Street.
It's like some people were throwing a party.
While others were scrambling for the exits.
Exactly. We're diving deep into the market data from that wild day, and we've got a stack of financial news articles here painting a pretty fascinating.
And sometimes contradictory picture of what went down.
So our mission today is to make sense of it all. Like, what does it mean for investors?
What are the long-term implications? Buckle up, because we're about to unravel some market mysteries.
All right, let's start with the big picture. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, all three major U.S. stock indexes hit record highs on the
It
news.
was like a synchronized celebration.
The Dow had its biggest single-day point gain since 2022,
Jumping over 1,500 points.
a whopping 3.6% increase.
And let's not forget the Russell 2000. That's the index that tracks smaller companies. It surged even higher with a 5.8% gain.
So it wasn't just the big guys, it was like everyone was invited to the party.
Well, almost everyone.
Okay, so who are the VIPs at this market celebration?
Tesla was definitely front and center, their stock surging 14-15%. You've got to factor in Elon Musk's very vocal support for Trump.
Oh yeah, those campaign rallies with Musk and Trump sharing a stage, talk about an image. But I was surprised by the banks.
Right.
JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, they all saw gains of over 10%, hitting record highs. What was driving all that love?
Deregulation. It's the magic word for a lot of these financial institutions. They're expecting a rollback of regulations under a Trump administration.
So potentially more mergers, more acquisitions, bigger profits. It's like a green light for some of their bolder moves.
Exactly. They're anticipating a very different regulatory landscape.
And what about cryptocurrency? They must have gone wild.
Bitcoin hit a new all-time high, breaking $76,000. Remember that Bitcoin conference where Trump talked about creating a strategic Bitcoin reserve?
Wait, seriously, like Fort Knox, but for digital gold?
Yeah, that's the idea. And it seems some investors are buying into that vision. Coinbase, the big cryptocurrency exchange, saw its stock explode upwards by 31%.
That's insane. It's clear they're betting on a Trump administration that's going to be very friendly to crypto.
At the very least, more open to it than the previous administration.
Okay, so some clear winners emerging, but one election can't make everyone happy, right?
Definitely not.
Who are some of the companies nursing their wounds on election night?
Well, Supermicrocomputer stock absolutely plummeted 18%, making it the worst performer in the S&P 500.
Ouch, that's gonna hurt. What happened there?
It wasn't directly related to the election. They couldn't release their annual report, and that raised a lot of concerns about their financial stability.
Ah, so not a good look for them.
And investors don't like uncertainty.
Were there any other casualties in this market shakeup?
The solar industry took a pretty big hit, which honestly wasn't that surprising given Trump's stance on renewable energy.
Yeah, they haven't exactly been on the same page on that issue.
Definitely not. We saw Enphase Energy down 16%, First Solar down 10%. Trump's opposition to those renewable energy policies is seen as a direct threat to their growth.
Investors are basically voting with their wallets on that one. It's fascinating how these individual companies become almost like barometers for policy shifts.
Absolutely.
But beyond the stock-specific drama, were there any broader market movements that you found interesting?
Definitely. Treasury yields kept climbing, hitting their highest point since July.
Okay, and for those of us who don't speak bond market fluently, what does that tell us?
Basically, investors are expecting higher inflation in the coming months and maybe less aggressive interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve.
Wait, but wouldn't a Republican win typically mean lower interest rates? That's what we've seen historically, right?
You'd think so, but this time it seems different. The market's behaving like Trump's policies, especially those tariffs he loves, could actually fuel inflation.
So it's a bit of a paradox.
Exactly.
The market seems to be saying, hey, we've seen this movie before, and we know inflation could be a sequel.
That's a great analogy.
But what about gold? That's usually seen as a safe haven when things are uncertain. Did investors rush to buy it up?
Nope, quite the opposite. Gold prices tumbled nearly 3% as the US dollar got stronger.
So it's like a vote of confidence in the U.S. economy.
It could be. It often happens when investors shift away from safe haven assets like gold and move towards riskier assets like stocks.
So gold is out, stocks are in. Sounds like the market's feeling pretty bold.
Or maybe a little reckless.
Despite all those potential risks on the horizon, what stands out to you most about this market reaction?
Honestly, it's the contrast. You have some investors going all in on a Trump-fueled economic boom, piling into stocks and crypto.
While others are worried about inflation, trade wars, all that uncertainty.
Right. And it's reflected in the bond market and even in the gold prices.
It's like two completely different movies playing out on the same screen. So what do you think this means for the long term? Are these just knee-jerk reactions, or are we seeing a fundamental shift in how the market responds to politics?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's something we'll definitely explore further as we dive deeper into the sectors impacted by this election surprise. But before we do, think about this. Given your own financial interests and goals, what areas are worth watching closely in the coming weeks and months?
So we've got this incredible split in the market. Some are celebrating a Trump victory while others are, well, bracing for impact. But let's dig a little deeper into those contrasting narratives. We talked about some winners and losers, but what are the bigger themes at play here?
You know, it's almost like watching two different groups of investors placing their bets on completely different futures. You've got those flocking to sectors like tech, banks, even defense industries that traditionally benefit from deregulation.
Yeah.
They're essentially betting on a repeat of Trump's first term.
Right. And we saw that reflected in those skyrocketing stock prices for companies like Tesla and the big banks. They're clearly expecting a very business-friendly environment where they can thrive.
Exactly. But on the other side of the table, you have a group of investors who are much more cautious. They're looking at the potential downsides of a Trump presidency. Trade wars, rising inflation, increased government debt. And those concerns are showing up in other corners of the market.
Like in the bond market where we saw those yields climbing and the drop in gold prices, it's like they're hedging their bets just in case things don't go as smoothly as the optimists are hoping.
Precisely. It creates this fascinating push and pull between two very different visions of what a Trump presidency will mean for the economy.
It's like a tug of war with the market trying to decide which narrative will ultimately win out.
And what's so interesting is that both sides have valid points. There's no guarantee that things will play out exactly as either group predicts.
That's what makes this whole thing so captivating. It's not just about analyzing numbers. It's about understanding the psychology driving those numbers. It's about trying to predict how human behavior will shape the future of the market.
Absolutely. And that's why this market reaction is so compelling. It's a reflection of the deep uncertainties and anxieties that exist in our current political and economic climate.
So how do we, as investors, or even just interested observers, navigate this unpredictable landscape? It feels like we're walking a tightrope between optimism and caution.
That's the million-dollar question, and honestly, there's no easy answer. But one thing that's crucial is to avoid getting swept up in the hype of any single narrative. It's tempting to pick a side and go all in, but that can be incredibly risky.
Right. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Exactly. Diversification is key. Don't bet on just one outcome. Instead, spread your risk across different asset classes and sectors. Think of it like a safety net, protecting you from any unexpected turbulence.
That sounds like solid advice. But beyond diversification, what else should we be paying attention to as we try to make sense of this new market reality?
Well, one key player to keep an eye on is the Federal Reserve. Their decisions on interest rates will have a ripple effect throughout the entire economy. And as we discussed, those expectations seem to be shifting already in light of the election results.
So we need to pay close attention to what signals the Fed is sending and how they're reacting to these political and economic developments.
Exactly. Another crucial factor to consider is policy. What specific policies does the Trump administration actually implement, and how do those policies impact different industries and sectors? We need to move beyond the campaign promises and look at the concrete actions taken.
So it's about separating the rhetoric from the reality and understanding the tangible effects of those policy decisions.
Precisely. And finally, don't underestimate the power of global events. Things like geopolitical tensions, trade wars, even something like a pandemic can all have a profound impact on market sentiment.
So it's about staying informed, being adaptable, and not being afraid to adjust your strategy as the situation evolves. The market is a living, breathing thing, and it's constantly responding to new information.
Exactly. And perhaps most importantly, it's about remembering that market reactions are often driven by emotion as much as by logic.
Right. Fear and greed can play a powerful role, sometimes even overpowering rational thought.
Exactly. So as you analyze the data, try to step back and understand the underlying psychology driving those numbers. What are people afraid of? What are they excited about? Those emotions can be powerful indicators of where the market might be headed.
Okay, so we've got our work cut out for us. We need to be diversified, informed, and emotionally intelligent. But I have a feeling our listener is up for the challenge.
I think so too. After all, that's what makes investing so interesting. It's a constant learning process, and there's always something new to discover.
All right, so we've covered the big picture and some key market movements, but I'm itching to dive into some specific examples. What are some of the most surprising or unexpected reactions you've come across in these articles?
There are a few that really stand out. For instance, did you notice the surge in small cap stocks? The Russell 2000, as we mentioned, had a phenomenal day.
Yeah, that was definitely a big winner. But why? What's the connection to a Trump presidency?
Well, small cap stocks are often seen as more domestically focused. They tend to be less reliant on international trade and more sensitive to changes in U.S. economic policy.
So investors are betting that Trump's policies, particularly those focused on boosting domestic industries, will disproportionately benefit these smaller companies. They're seeing them as a potential hidden gem in this new market landscape.
Exactly. It's a classic example of how investors try to anticipate the ripple effects of political events. They're not just reacting to what's happening today, they're trying to predict what might happen tomorrow.
Makes sense. And it's a good reminder that there are often hidden opportunities in the market if you know where to look. You just have to be willing to dig a little deeper and think outside the box.
Absolutely. Now, here's another interesting case. Discover Financial Services. We mentioned their stock jumped 20%, but there's more to the story than just a general market upswing.
Oh, do tell. I'm always up for a good market mystery.
Their surge was largely attributed to optimism surrounding their merger with Capital One. Investors seem to believe that a Trump administration will be more favorable towards approving the deal. They're banking on a more lenient regulatory environment that will allow this merger to go through.
So it's not just about broad economic trends. It's also about how specific companies and industries might be impacted by regulatory changes under a new administration. It's like a game of chess, trying to anticipate the next move.
Precisely. And that's a crucial consideration for investors, because even if the overall market is doing well, certain companies could face headwinds depending on the political and regulatory environment.
Right. So it's all about understanding the nuances and looking beyond the surface level.
Exactly. Now, on the flip side, let's talk about a sector that didn't fare so well. Solar energy.
Yeah, that was a pretty predictable downturn given Trump's well-known skepticism about renewable energy. It seems like investors were quick to pull their money out, fearing a less favorable environment for the industry.
Right. Companies like Enphase Energy and First Solar saw their stock prices plummet as investors reacted to the potential for policy changes that could hinder the growth of the renewable energy sector.
And it's not just about Trump's personal views. It's about the potential for actual policy changes that could affect the bottom line for these companies. For example, Trump has expressed support for rolling back certain tax credits and incentives that have been crucial for the solar industry's expansion.
Exactly. So investors are essentially pricing in the risk that a Trump administration could create a less favorable environment for renewable energy companies. They're anticipating potential headwinds and adjusting their investments accordingly.
And this highlights another important point. Market reactions are often forward-looking. Investors aren't just responding to what's happening today. They're trying to anticipate what might happen in the future. It's like they have a crystal ball trying to predict the next big market move.
Precisely. And that's why it's so crucial to understand not just the current political landscape, but also the potential long-term implications of policy changes. What seems like a short-term blip could actually signal a major shift in the market.
So it's not just about picking winners and losers based on today's headlines. It's about understanding the bigger picture and how those headlines might translate into future trends. It's about seeing the forest for the trees.
Exactly. And that requires a deeper level of analysis and critical thinking. We need to go beyond the surface level and really understand the forces that are shaping the market.
All right, so we've covered some fascinating examples, but before we move on, I want to circle back to a point we touched on earlier. The idea that Trump's policies could lead to higher inflation, it seems counterintuitive given the traditional view of Republican economics, but the market is clearly signaling some concern about this possibility. Can you break down the logic behind that concern a bit more? What specifically about his policies could fuel inflation?
Well, one major factor is his stance on trade. Trump has repeatedly expressed his willingness to impose tariffs on goods imported from countries like China. He's not afraid to engage in trade wars, even if it means disrupting global markets and potentially raising prices for consumers.
Right, the infamous trade wars. They certainly made headlines during his first term, but how exactly do tariffs translate into higher prices for the average person?
It's all about the supply chain. When tariffs are imposed on imported goods, those costs are often passed down through the supply chain, eventually reaching the consumer in the form of higher prices. So while tariffs might protect certain domestic industries, they can also lead to a general increase in the cost of goods.
So it's a delicate balancing act, trying to protect domestic industries without hurting consumers in the process. And it's a debate that's likely to continue throughout Trump's presidency.
Absolutely. Another potential driver of inflation is Trump's focus on deregulation. While reducing regulations can boost business activity, it can also lead to less oversight and potentially higher prices. It's like taking the brakes off the economy, which can lead to rapid growth, but also carries the risk of overheating.
So it's a classic dilemma, trying to stimulate economic growth without letting inflation spiral out of control. It's a tightrope walk, and one that the Federal Reserve will be watching very closely.
Exactly. They'll have to strike a delicate balance between supporting economic growth and keeping inflation in check. It's going to be fascinating to see how they navigate this complex landscape.
It's going to be a fascinating ride, that's for sure. All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the winners and losers, the contrasting narratives, and the potential for inflation. But I can't help but wonder what this all means for the average person. It's easy to get lost in the world of market data, but ultimately it's about how these changes impact people's lives.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the abstract world of finance and lose sight of the real-world consequences. So let's shift gears a bit. Instead of focusing solely on market movements, let's talk about the potential real-world implications of a Trump presidency.
Sounds good to me. What are some of the key areas where his policies could have a tangible impact on people's lives?
Well, one obvious area is the economy. Trump has promised to deliver strong economic growth and create jobs. Those were central themes of his campaign, and they're likely to be top priorities during his second term.
Right. Those were the promises that resonated with a lot of voters. But the question is, how will he actually achieve those goals, and what will the potential trade-offs be?
Exactly. Because economic policy is rarely a win-win for everyone. There are always winners and losers, and the challenge is to find a balance that benefits the majority of Americans.
Another area where we could see significant change is healthcare. It's been a constant source of debate and controversy, and it's likely to remain a hot-button issue throughout Trump's presidency.
Indeed. Trump has vowed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. But the details of his plan remain unclear, which creates a lot of uncertainty for people who rely on the ACA for their health insurance.
So there's a lot at stake for millions of Americans who are wondering how their health care coverage and costs might be affected by a new administration. It's a major source of anxiety and one that will likely fuel a lot of debate in the coming months and years.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about immigration. Trump's hardline stance on immigration was a defining feature of his first term, and it's likely to remain a key issue in his second term.
So we can expect to see continued debate and controversy surrounding immigration policy, with potentially significant implications for both immigrants and the economy as a whole. It's a complex issue with no easy solutions.
Without a doubt. And that's just scratching the surface. There are countless other areas where a Trump presidency could have a profound impact on people's lives. From education to climate change to social justice, the list goes on. And it's important to remember that these issues are interconnected. They can't be viewed in isolation.
Right. Everything is ultimately intertwined. A decision made in one area can have ripple effects throughout the entire system. So as we analyze the potential impact of a Trump presidency, we need to adopt a holistic perspective and understand how these different pieces fit together.
Precisely. It's not just about individual policies. It's about the overall direction the country is headed in and how those decisions will shape the future for all Americans.
All right, I think we've laid out a pretty comprehensive overview of the key areas to watch. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to pose a final question to our listener. Given everything we've discussed, what are you most curious about? What specific questions do you have about the potential implications of a Trump presidency?
That's a great way to frame it. Because ultimately, this deep dive is about sparking your curiosity and encouraging you to explore these issues further. We've provided you with a foundation of knowledge, but it's up to you to build upon that foundation.
Exactly. We've given you the tools. Now it's time to start digging and uncover your own insights and perspectives.
So what are you waiting for? Dive in and start exploring. The market and the world are full of fascinating complexities, and there's always something new to learn.
We've covered a ton today. From those record highs and all the market excitement.
To the worries about inflation and, you know, potential bumps ahead.
Exactly. But I want to bring it back to the human side of all this. It's easy to get lost in the market data, but real people are affected by these shifts.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what this means for, well, the average person.
That's key. Like, we can stare at charts all day, but it's about how this stuff actually impacts people's lives.
Right. So let's imagine someone planning for retirement. Worked hard, saved diligently, ready to enjoy it all. Should they be freaking out about a Trump presidency?
I wouldn't say freaking out. Panicking is never a good investment strategy.
True, true.
But celebrating prematurely isn't smart either.
Right. So what's the move then?
Stay focused on the long game. If you're close to retirement, maybe shift some assets to more conservative things. Protect that nest egg from potential volatility.
Makes sense. Playing it safe as you get closer to the finish line. But what about someone just starting out? Are there opportunities here?
Oh, for sure. Volatility can actually create opportunity.
Yeah.
If you've got a longer time horizon, you can use these dips to buy stocks cheaper.
Like a sale on your favorite companies.
Exactly. More bang for your buck.
But it's hard not to feel uneasy with all this talk of inflation, trade wars, all those risks. What advice would you give to someone feeling anxious about their investments?
First off, don't let fear make your decisions. Staying informed is good, but don't buy into the doom and gloom. And remember, diversification.
Right, not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Spread the risk. Different assets, industries, even different parts of the world. That way, if one area goes south, you're not totally wiped out.
Building a strong financial house, able to weather any storm.
Exactly.
But beyond that, what else should investors be doing in this new landscape?
Stay informed. Monitor everything closely. Policy announcements, economic data, global events, all that can affect things.
Knowledge is power, right? The more you know, the better choices you can make.
Absolutely. This isn't set it and forget it. You've got to be active, learn, adapt, adjust as needed.
The market's a wild beast.
It is, constantly changing. But don't be afraid to get help. A financial advisor can give you personalized advice, build a strategy that works for you.
Great point. Well, we've explored a lot today. The market's initial shock, the long-term implications, what it all means for our listeners. But before we go, one final thought.
Shoot.
There's been a lot of positive reaction, those record highs, the excitement. But got to remember, Trump's first term, it wasn't all smooth sailing.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of bumps along the way.
Trade wars, tariffs, sudden policy changes, all that shook things up. So while this optimism makes sense, approach the coming months with some caution.
Might be in for another wild ride.
Exactly. Buckle up, stay informed, stay diversified, and don't be afraid to change course if you need to.
The market's always changing, but with the right info and a steady hand, you can handle it.
And hey, we're here to help guide you along the way. We'll keep bringing you the analysis, the deep dives to make sense of it all. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time for more Market Mysteries.